Thank you, Lord. Our Father, who is in heaven, let your kingdom come here today. Let it come. Let it come in our hearts, Lord. Hungry we come. Thirsty we come. Giving you room and giving you space. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord God Almighty. Father, today I pray as we, being intentional, spend time on our knees, on our face, or in the sanctuary, wherever we find ourselves, Lord. Lord, I pray for an increase in our thirst for righteousness. Bow before you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Glory. I say, hungry I come. Prayer this morning. Hungry I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not. For you, Lord, I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, your oldest heart is longing for. I'm falling. You
right now in the Holy of Holies. Oh, we enter with the sacrifice of worship.
Hallelujah, do honor you, I breathe, do honor you, I breathe.
to honor you I live, to honor you I live to honor you. Oh, I made my vow to you, Lord Jesus, to give you praise I live, to give you praise I breathe to worship you.
Love, how can it be?
till my King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Jesus, you
His name is Yeshua.
before, that would be after. And no one can compare. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the faithful one, you are the Holy One, the Lion and the Lamb. You never late, no, you are the faithful one. Even when we remain unfaithful, you remain faithful, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we empty ourselves this morning, God. We acknowledge nothing else. We seek your face, Lord. We are undone before you, Lord. One day every tongue will confess that you are God. We choose to do it today. In the Holy of Holies we come. We burn incense of worship. Hallelujah. Holy, Lord God Almighty, faithful. You are good.
You are my King. Jesus, you. King of my heart, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. You are my King.
Yes, you are. There's nothing more I'll ever pursue. Oh, I want Jesus. Oh, I want Him. Oh, only Jesus. Take this world and give me. Until my heart grows tender, be my treasure, my greatest prize. No substitute will ever do, Lord. There's nothing more I'll ever pursue.
I want holiness,
I want humility, oh, I want to acknowledge only but the cross, nothing but the cross, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Take this world and give me all.
Father, this morning we confess again our dependency on you. Our dependency on you, Lord. We depend on you, Holy Spirit. Everything we need, everything we must have, says that in your word. Your divine power has given us everything. Holy Spirit, I depend on you. I depend on you, Jesus. Could never stop saying it, Lord. We're not looking for your hands, but we're looking for your face, Lord. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And then gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord. Your power and your grace. I will make it till the end. If I could just see your face. I will make it till the end. If we could just see your face. Open the eyes of our hearts, Jesus. Oh, we move the obstacles, Lord. We move the distractions. Open the eyes of our spirit, Lord, that we might see you as you are. Jesus, this is the cry of my heart. Show me your face. Lord, and gird up my legs that I might stand in your holy place. Show me your face, Lord. Power and your grace. I will make it till the end. If I could just see your face. Yeah, I know. I will make it till the end. If I could just remain focused on you. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Oh, let us see your beauty. Let us see your glory. Glory, let your glory come consume. Oh, your glory is the only thing that will make the difference. Oh, Jesus, show us your face, God. Show me your face, Lord. Whatever the cost is, whatever the price is, oh, I know I must die to self. Oh, to identify with crucifixion. Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And then gird up my leg that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord. Your power and your grace.
till the end. If I could just see your face. Today we come to acknowledge that the only thing that makes the difference is your tangible glory manifested in our lives, manifested in our church. Lord, the only thing that would make the difference here at Restoration Church is your tangible manifestation of your Spirit. We remove ourselves. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you make Jesus known in this place. Make Jesus known in our hearts, Lord. Lord, we humble ourselves today. We need you, Lord. We need your touch. Lord, I pray for the brokenhearted in our midst. Lord, I pray for people who are struggling to believe, to trust. Oh, Jesus, you know them by name. Father, I come before your throne this morning, right now, in this moment, to pray for every members. You know where they're at. You know their struggle. Call them up, Holy Spirit, Spirit of encouragement, Spirit of light, Spirit of truth, Spirit of the Son, Spirit of sonship. Oh, introduce them to the goodness of the Father. Jesus, we call out your name right now. Have mercy. We call out your name, God, for the weak. We call out your name for the lukewarm. Lord, we call out your name for those who are struggling with the flesh, for the carnal Christians. We call out your name for the saints. Jesus, we come. I come in agreement with the prayer you've already prayed in John chapter 17. Oh, Lord. Protect your people from the evil one. Release your glory, release your power, Holy Spirit. Release your glory, release your power. Your glory and your power is the only thing that would make the difference. God, the only thing that would make the difference in our lives is your tangible holiness. Your tangible fire, fire of God, come consume. Fire of God, we need you, we need you. The church is in need of you. Lord, we don't need a program. It's you that we need. It's you that we need today. I come before the throne. I come before your throne, God. Break our hearts for the things that breaks your heart, Lord. Oh, may we become dead to the world and come alive in your will. Oh, we come alive in your will, Jesus. We come against the dead work, dead works, the things we think we can do to earn your grace. Nothing I can do to earn your grace. There's nothing I can do to earn favor. It's all by grace. It's all by grace. It's all by your grace, oh God. It's all by your grace. Your grace enables us to sing. Your grace enables us to be. Your grace enables us to live in righteousness. Your grace enables us to say no to ungodliness. Your grace enables us to choose life. Your grace enables us to love, to forgive. Your grace alone, God. Jesus, your grace. Today I bathe in your grace. Oh, how I need your grace. Your grace make the way. Your grace pave the way, Lord. Lord, we thank you for grace and favor, mercy that we renews every day. Let us become more aware of you, Lord. Like I prayed earlier, we sing it. Let your kingdom come in our hearts. Let us think like you think. Let us see things like you do, Lord. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We seek you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. This is what it says to finish. I want to finish with this scripture from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of the others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in likeness of man. And being in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and giving him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.